Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show.
I am Beata, and welcome to Health and Well-Being with Beata. I have prayed over all the technology that brings you this show today, because we've had lots of technical difficulties, but today is the day everything's working perfectly and smoothly. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for joining me every Friday morning for some joint rolling and much knowledge to take charge of your health. Let's do this. Let's take charge of our health. So we're going to extend a greeting first and foremost to all our listeners all over the world. So let's welcome all our family.
In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, 안녕하세요. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And I, to all my yogi friends out there, namaste and sat nam. I say, welcome, welcome, everyone. I am so excited to share with you this morning my week. My week has just went, whew, it's just been amazing. And I have had done so much this week that I want to share with you. I started a brand new workout program. I woke up one morning and I checked the time on my phone and I checked my Facebook messages, and there was this advertising that showed up about women balancing their hormones and metabolic increasing and HGH and all. I said, oh, that looks really interesting. So I listened to it, and this is a doctor, a physician, who now works with females to help them build their bodies and change their hormonal metabolic rates. So everything I heard was like so right on, so true, and it just resonated with me. So I joined this company or this program for only $40. There was a 45% off on the program. So I signed up for it. Got all the information in my email, and someone, of course, called me and tried to sell me more supplements. And I don't need the supplements. I just want a program to help me build muscle and to help me get rid of my belly fat down here. What little, I don't have much, but I wanted to get rid of the belly fat. So this program is perfect, and I'm going to share it with you today because I learned even more about HGH, human growth hormone. Very, very important hormone and protein. Some ways they describe it as a protein, but most important, HGH is a hormone, which means a messenger from this little gland up here called the pituitary gland. Wow, I learned so much about this. I said, I've got to share this with my friends and family on Facebook and StreamYard. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. as well as the movie Emancipation. I watched that the other day. I cuddled up in my little space here and signed up for Apple TV, which I didn't even have to because my son has it at his house. So I'm going to cancel that. It was a 7-day free trial on Apple TV. That's one way you can see Emancipation. It's on other channels or systems, I believe, but I watched it there. I had so much insight on that movie that I'm going to share with you. And I highly recommend you see it. It is 2 hours. It's a bit long, but I just had the time to relax and enjoy entertainment. That's what it was. But it's the story of a Haitian slave, a slave from Haiti, who was in the United States, and he escaped. And it's the story of his picture that went viral throughout the world, of the whips and the bruises on his back that went viral that showed the cruelty of slavery. And this man was in a class all by himself. And I'm going to talk about the movie later. But first, I'd like to share my meditation with you before we get joint rolling, because health and well-being is all about meditation, breathing, stretching, and staying in a place of mindfulness, consciousness, that we make the choice to take charge of this body, not letting the government or man or anyone else. It's my decision, my choice, my power to take care of this sacred vessel that we've been given. So part of that, I believe, is finding good meditations to read and inspire you and help you grow, because part of our growth, especially when we become senior citizens, we want to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's, which is running rampant these days. And one of the ways to do that is to keep learning and keep growing. Keep learning and keep growing is the way we prevent diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's, because most senior citizens get stuck in their ways, their ancient dinosaur ways, and they don't want to move out of it. And then the brain just kind of goes to sleep because you're not stimulating the brain. And my father, who lived to be 95 years old, had no signs whatsoever of dementia or Alzheimer's because he was always learning and growing and loved to have conversations with people about new things, old things, you name it. So I learned from my dad how to prevent dementia, and that's keep learning, keep growing. So here is my meditation from The Promise of a New Day, some new thought for you on December 16th. Can you believe we're already halfway through December? Not to mention the year. The year just went poof, and we're here ready to go into 2023. Yay! Bring it on, bring it on. But here we are on December 16, 2022, which adds up to a 7. And 7 is a divine number of unity with the Creator. 7 is a perfect divine number that brings us into unity when we're conscious. So on this day, I'd like to just read you to you before we do our joint rolling. I'd like to give you something to think about other than the words to the beautiful music that we roll to. But on December 16th, and I have to test and make sure that everybody's hearing me, because that's what our problem, our issues were the last couple of shows, is nobody was hearing me. I was like, what? Nobody could hear me? So I'm going to see what's going on I'm going to be testing that. I won't go there right now. But I'll be testing my equipment and my Facebook just to make sure that we are being heard and if I need to make any adjustments. So that's my goal today, is to just check on check on my systems, the places I'm listening or using. Okay, so let's see.
Check on my systems, the places I'm listening.
Okay, so far Facebook is doing well. I am on, by the way, I'm on both Soul Purpose Healing Facebook page as well as my personal page. I'm not taking any chances today. I'm going to be using as many platforms as I can just to prevent what happened the last two shows, which was I wasn't being heard. Think about that. So I'm also on Soul Purpose Healing today.
Being heard.
And looks like that's good to go. So far we're all good to go. Yay. And the only one left is Blog Talk Radio. So if you're on Blog Talk Radio Studio, I have a couple of callers there. And I'm just checking to see if you can hear me. If you can hear me, press 1. And then I'll be good to go on to my meditation. I'm going to see if my studio folks can hear me. Press 1 in the studio. If you can hear me, so I'll know everything is good to go with our joint rolling and so forth. So what I can do is just call in because I don't see anybody pressing 1. So let me just check and see if I'm being heard on Blog Talk Radio. And they charge you. So that's why. That's why I use StreamYard to help you connect with me. All right, we're good to go. I can hear me on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you for joining me this morning. My devotion today is about my responsibility to others and myself. Our awesome responsibility to ourselves, to our children, and to the future is to create ourselves in the image of goodness, because the future depends on the nobility of our imaginings. Watching the movie Emancipation with Will Smith, thank you. I got a hands up there. Thank you. Someone can hear me. Thank you, 312. Watching the movie Emancipation with Will Smith, 2 hours, I really enjoyed it, especially the last hour. The first hour, I was like, this is nice, this is good. But the second hour was just amazing in its lessons that it taught me. But watching the movie, I realized how this man was so focused on his future with his family. And that's part of how he survived the journey out of slavery. Now, he was, as Will Smith talked to his children on the Red Table Talk about this movie, he was really concerned about getting this message out to the younger generation. That was sort of his intent in going along and making this movie. He wanted the younger generation, particularly his own 3 children who sat at the Red Table with him, to remember the lessons from slavery. And he brings forth that lesson really powerfully. He had an Oscar-winning performance in this movie. So when I read this devotion this morning and talking about to the future, being responsible for to the future to our children, that's what Will Smith's role in Emancipation was really all about. He was feeling his responsibility to his children, his family, and then the future. Even though he had been whipped and beaten and mistreated as a slave, he came back to fight in the war. He found a way to fight in the war and so on. So you have to honor the lesson and the character that he plays in teaching us about perseverance and looking forward to the future. So my devotion this morning went on to talk about individually and collectively our power to mold the outer circumstances of our lives is profound. Our power. This movie, the character that Peter was his name, this movie really, really represents and demonstrates the power in this man's life, divine power, I would say, because the average person wouldn't survive what he went through. But individually and collectively, our power to mold the outer circumstances of our lives is profound when we tap into the divinity that surrounds us and that guides us and that protects us, like in this movie. Our personal responses to one another and our reactions to events that touch us combine with the actions of others to create a changed environment that affects us. No action, no thought goes unnoticed, unfelt in this interdependent system of humanity. Wow. This interdependent system of humanity. We are so connected and we have power, power, power when we consciously recognize the connection that we have with others and we make choices to bring forth more power in this collective unity. We share this universe. We are the force behind all that the universe offers. And finally, whether I acknowledge the depth of my contribution is irrelevant. It is still profound and making an impact every moment and eternally. So our participation in this game of life is profound when and if we don't or do recognize our connection in the whole universe. So let us do some joint rolling this morning to bring into unity and harmony this physical body and your will and your willingness and your consciousness to take the best care of this temple. And together we can protect ourselves from the propaganda and the attacks that are sure to come. I'm sure they got something up their sleeve for next year. I keep reading things about they got another pandemic or a pandemic, but together, this is the message of this devotion I read. Together, we can overcome any opposition or adversaries that would try and take us out of here or try and depress us or bring us down together. So let us together take in a breath or two before we roll these joints and get high on life in our body. Taking in, let's say, 4 inhalations and 4 exhalations and then pause. Let's do that a couple of times before we roll our joints. Inhale and exhale all together. We are powerful. Inhale, 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 and exhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, and exhale, 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 exhale. Inhale one more time. Inhale, big, make it a big inhale. Inhale, inhale, hold it, hold it, hold it at the top, and exhale. Ah, doesn't that feel better? Bringing in the breath of the Creator, Most High Yahuwah, bringing in the energy, the love. Our breath is all about love, 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 love. And we are now going to love on our bodies by rolling it around, starting with our neck, our shoulders, and then getting on our backs, kicking up our legs, rejoicing, hallelujah, with rolling our ankles and wrists, and then our elbows and knees. And finally, we'll get on our side, roll around the leg to get the hip lubricated. And we'll be ready to start a day, a powerful day, number 7 day, 12, 16, 22. We're a few days, 15 days away from a new year. Woo, went fast, didn't it? Lots of lessons, lots of gratitude for Bill. We're still here. We're still breathing. So I'm going to start our music. And if you're watching on Facebook, you can join me on Facebook, my personal page, Vieta, V-I-E-T-T-A, Vieta, V-I-Y-A-H-T-A, Robinson. Or you can go to Soul Purpose Healing Facebook page. I'm on both of them. I'm not taking any chances today. And I'm here on the Blog Talk Studio, 515-605-9325. And then you can always just listen and make comments on blogtalkradio.com. /the-female-solution. So thank you for joining me. Let's get busy and listen. Take in the time for healing music and words as we start rolling our next.
Healing through our
heart.
is that back a little massage. That back always needs some loving care, because all that spinal cord is your vagus nerve, and it goes throughout. It's the trunk of the tree, your tree, that goes throughout your body. Let's rock to one side and push up and come up, and let's do a little bit of vagus nerve loving. Hands, rubbing hands together. Warming them up again a little bit and place them behind your neck. Squeeze and release. Squeeze. Oh, hallelujah. That feels so good. Release. Just touching your body can raise your vibration, raise your emotions, raise your mood, the feeling you have in your mind by just touching. Squeeze and release. Gentle squeeze and release behind the neck. Take in a deep breath. Exhale. Let those hands run down the shoulder, all the way down the arm. Squeeze and release all the way down the arm. Tap on your thymus gland right here. This is your immune system builder here, your thymus gland. Touch around the breast. I've got some great tips if you have sore breasts. Just move around the breast. Let your hands massage around the breast. Grab those breasts, massage. Underneath, get the microbiome community happy. Tap, 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 tap. Let's take a deep breath in. Give thanks. Give yourself a hand. Oh, good job. If you've been gone all the way with me, good, great job. Give yourself a hand. I bow to you for participating this morning in flying, first loving yourself. Woohoo! So let us go back to the studio with me. I'm going to pick up my laptop and go back to my studio. Here I am in my office space. I welcome you to my office space where I create all kinds of amazing things for the world, mainly information and shows like this that help us to grow and live abundant, well-being life. Hallelujah. So welcome, welcome, everybody. Our topic today is HGH, the true fountain of youth, ? And that's the question I had until I started really working out this week. I've done two workouts this week to build HGH, and that means building muscle. And it also means balancing the fat and the hormones and your metabolic rate. So I've got a great audio for you on this topic, and good, it's some more information on the news, some crazy news that you need to be aware of so you don't fall for the okie-dokie propaganda that's out there. There's a lot of stuff down the pipe that this crazy government has planned for us. It's like, it's another Twilight Zone episode? No. It's just life on Earth. Earth is the Twilight Zone sometimes. Or life on Earth can be paradise. It's all in our minds, what we choose to believe and think. So there's a unique metabolism, though, about women, for women, that we're going to talk about. But it is actually time for me to go to a commercial break. So I'm going to pause here and go to a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to just touch on this article that I pulled up just this morning about if you have tender breasts, and even if you don't, you might have someone who does. I have some really good 7 tips on how to eliminate or reduce tender breasts. So you don't want to miss that. We'll be right back with that information after these messages.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Joining me this morning, and don't forget to join our Saturday host Deborah tomorrow. That's tomorrow. She'll be on here talking travel tips. You don't want to miss it. So this morning I came across this article about saying goodbye to breast tenderness. And I thought, boy, do a lot of people, I'm sure, need this. I don't have any doubt that there are some people out there that need this information. So I want to just share 7 ways to treat sore breast naturally. You don't need a mammogram. Please stop it. When your breasts are tender, out your emotions. And let me just put a natural. And I've had over 30 of in the holistic health. So when I talk, I have experienced it. I know what it means. It usually has to do with conflict in a relationship you're having, either with yourself and your food or other people. You to look at self-care and you think about going to some doctor and getting a mammogram, which you don't need. Mammograms cause cancer is what much of the research shows us. So number one, if you've experienced and you're having tender breasts, we want you to say goodbye to that and treat them. Try these 7 things first. Number one, get enough vitamin E. Vitamin E is an antioxidant, helps reduce inflammation in the breast, encourage the body to release cytokine substances that heal damaged tissue. Cytokines heal damaged tissue, and vitamin E does it. I use vitamin E oil on my face every day. So I know vitamin E has worked for me, at least to give me a very smooth skin, and I believe it's getting into my body. So now they're saying either take vitamin E orally or just rub that vitamin E on the breast. And vitamin E supplements are helpful. You can make sure you're getting a healthy balance of vitamin E by eating plenty of almonds, sunflower seeds, dark leafy greens, kale, spinach, and chard.
Linoleic acid, an omega-9 fatty acid that's also anti-inflammatory. It helps increase blood circulation and can help the tissues release waste so that the body can eliminate it. Number five, limit phytoestrogens in your diet. Consider the number of soy products you regularly consume if your breasts are sore. Soy products, as well as few other key foods, contain phytoestrogens. These are a plant. Including breast pain. Avoid excessive amounts of soy products, including soy milk, flaxseed, lentil, oats, barley, yams, and sesame seeds. Now, interesting about the soy products and phytoestrogens, we're going to talk about HGH and human growth hormones, which are designed for older women to increase these phytoestrogens. As we get older, women are not producing estrogen and progesterone. So we actually need to do the reverse of what this is saying, and increase those products because we do need estrogen and progesterone. We just don't need it in the amounts that we had when we were younger producing babies. So this would be applicable to those younger women who are feeling breast pain. But if you're an older woman and you're having issues in your reproductive area, your vagina health and all that, you want to increase soy, flax seeds, lentils, oats, barley, yams, and sesame seeds to get more estrogen to build up the walls of your vagina and your reproductive area. And it helps build in the muscles. Yes, it does. So take that advice lightly on the phytoestrogens, limiting them. Yes, if you have pain, this might not be the area you need to be concerned about in terms of the sensitiveness of your breast. So six, taking evening primrose oil. A quarter of the oil in evening primrose oil contains essential fatty acids that have been shown to help with breast pain, menopausal symptoms, and hormone imbalances. Evening primrose oil is anti-inflammatory properties help prevent the release of prostaglandins, fats that cause inflammation and pain. And then finally, number seven, ice pack. Homemade ice pack, or use a bag of frozen peas as an ice pack to ice your breath. Yeah, just pull out a bag of frozen something in the freezer if you don't have ice pack and lay that on the breast gently. So I hope that, let me one more time just go over the seven things that can help relieve breast pain or eliminate it. Enough vitamin E, get enough vitamin E, either rub it on with the castor oil, reduce coffee, massage your breast, use castor oil along with other oils like vitamin E, jojoba oil, limit phytoestrogens in your diet if you're having pain and you're younger and you have too much estrogen. At my age, I don't have too much estrogen, so I want to bring on the flax seeds, lentils, oats, barley, yams, and sesame seeds as a senior woman, and taking evening primrose oil along with ice packs. So I hope that's helpful for any of the pains you may be going through. Let's see. Now let's take a call here. A caller, I have a hand up. I don't know if that's...
Yes. I just wanted to. The system kicked you out, but I. Yeah. Are you able to hear me? Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Here, let me go to Facebook and do a check here on my sound.
If you can hear me, so I'll know everything.
Okay, I've got some sound on Facebook. Soul Purpose Healing looks good. Let me check. Maybe it's Naima. I don't know if I see 3667733366. Your mic is open. So maybe the sound went out on Blog Talk Radio. Not sure what's going on here. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play my first audio on HGH. And hopefully I'll hear from Naima if something's going wrong in my studio, because I see her mic is open, and maybe that's the only way we're hearing me. Okay, let's see. HGH. HGH is a hormone. It's also a protein. And when you have this HGH running thoroughly in your body, you're going to build muscles, and you're going to eliminate fat. All kind of good things happen when you have enough HGH. So I'm going to go ahead
I've been wanting to make a video on this topic for a long time, because what I'm about to tell you could potentially have drastic effects on the overall quality of life. I'm talking about the true fountain of youth, the one hormone in your body that is considered by many to be the most powerful one in terms of your health, longevity, and overall looks and physique. It's called human growth hormone, and is in short responsible for muscle growth as well as fat loss, strength, anti-aging, longevity, regeneration and repair of the cells in both your body and brain. And of course, I'm not only going to discuss how awesome it is, but in this video, I'll show you practical ways to naturally increase secretion of human growth hormone. So growth hormone is naturally produced in the brain in this little pea-sized gland called the pituitary gland, and one of its many functions is to make sure we're not remaining the size of a baby throughout our lives, but that we actually grow. But the name growth hormone is deceiving, because growth is far from its only function, and it's also known as the fitness hormone, the anti-aging hormone, and the true fountain of youth. It will also strengthen your bones, and growth hormone is secreted in the healing process if you ever break a bone, and it will eventually make the bone even stronger than it was before, making it very hard to break a bone in the same place again. It also works with testosterone and is responsible for increasing lean muscle mass while also being the main fat-burning hormone, making you ripped. Your cognitive function is also affected, as your memory, focus, and concentration improves, while your overall mood will also increase. Healing, growth, and repair of cells is another responsibility of growth hormone. It's really the ultimate hormone when it comes to anti-aging, as it regenerates and preserves protein in your body. And your body is full of protein, and it's not only found in your muscles, but in your hair, skin, nails, tendons and ligaments, and will essentially keep you fresh and flexible in these areas. And I don't want to dwell too much on the scientific aspects when it comes to longevity, but I'll really quickly give you an idea of why this will make you live longer. So inside your cells, you have the nucleus, where you'll find chromosomes, which contains your DNA. And at the end of each strand of DNA, there is something called a telomere, which protects the DNA. And the telomere are constantly getting shorter and shorter throughout your entire life, until it's basically nothing left and you will die of old age. So here's the interesting part. By increasing production of human growth...
On air, direct connect, okay. We're going through some difficulties today. Somehow I lost Wi-Fi and I think it disconnected me, but we're on the air still. Okay.
Okay, so it looks like my executive producer has her her mic, her phone open to hear me on Facebook, and I might have to call in, I guess. Okay, so you can hear me through 773-366. So I'm going to try and call in on my phone and see if that helps. Because I got disconnected on Direct Connect, but when I call in on my phone, let's see what happens.
Okay, I'm back. I'm on my phone now instead of Direct Connect. So I'm going to try and play my audio for you and see if that works. I'm doing a host pin hookup. So let's see if I can.
I've been wanting to make a video on this topic for a long time because what I'm about to tell you could potentially have drastic effects on the overall quality of life. I'm talking about the true fountain of youth. The one hormone in your body that is considered by many to be the most powerful one in terms of your health, longevity, and overall looks and physique. It's called human growth hormone and is in short responsible for muscle growth as well as fat loss, strength, anti-aging, longevity, regeneration, and repair of the cells in both your body and brain. And of course, I'm not only going to discuss how awesome it is, but in this video, I'll show you practical ways to naturally increase secretion of human growth hormone. So growth hormone is naturally produced in the brain in this little pea-sized gland called the pituitary gland, and one of its many functions is to make sure we're not remaining the size of a baby throughout our lives, but that we actually grow. But the name growth hormone is deceiving because growth is far from its only function, and it's also known as the fitness hormone, the anti-aging hormone, and the true fountain of youth. It will also strengthen your bones, and growth hormone is secreted in the healing process if you ever break a bone, and it will eventually make the bone even stronger than it was before, making it very hard to break a bone in the same place again. It also works with testosterone and is responsible for increasing lean muscle mass while also being the main fat-burning hormone, making you ripped. Your cognitive function is also affected as your memory, focus, and concentration improves, while your overall mood will also increase. Healing, growth, and repair of cells is another responsibility of growth hormone. It's really the ultimate hormone when it comes to anti-aging, as it regenerates and preserves protein in your body. And your body is full of protein, and it's not only found in your muscles, but in your hair, skin, nails, tendons, and ligaments, and will essentially keep you fresh and flexible in these areas. And I don't want to dwell too much on the scientific aspects when it comes to longevity, but I'll really quickly give you an idea of why this will make you live longer. So inside your cells you have the nucleus where you'll find chromosomes which contains your DNA. And at the end of each strand of DNA there is something called a telomere which protects the DNA. And the telomere are constantly getting shorter and shorter throughout your entire life until it's basically nothing left and you will die of old age. So here's the interesting part. By increasing production of human growth hormone, you can reduce the telomere shortening which in turn will make you live longer while also looking younger. However, as we age, the natural secretion of growth hormone decreases due to something called somatopause, and that's when signs of aging occurs, lean body mass decreases while fat increases. And this is the reason bodybuilders can't build or maintain their huge physiques as they grow older, and it's also the reason older people choose to inject synthetic growth hormone to get that youthful lean look. But if there was a way to naturally increase the production of this hormone, you could reap all these benefits that will make you feel better, look younger, slow the aging process down, and increase your lifespan. And I'm going to give you just that now. Alright, so let's dive into the good stuff. I'm going to go through what you can do to naturally increase production of growth hormone and what to avoid doing that will prohibit just that. So the first thing is simply to get more quality sleep. It's when we sleep that we naturally secrete the majority of growth hormone, and it's released in a pulsating pattern, usually consisting of two big spikes, and this stops as soon as we wake up and have our first meal. Which leads me to the second method, don't eat breakfast. Breaking the fast as soon as you wake up will instantly stop any secretion of growth hormone, which is why you should try intermittent fasting or consciously abstaining from food for certain hours throughout the day, preferably prolonging the fast you had while sleeping. Most of the production of growth hormone occurs when we sleep due to the fact that nothing is consumed for an extended period of time. The Journal of Clinical Investigation studied the effects fasting had on secretion of growth hormone and found that fasting for 24 hours increased secretion of growth hormone with up to 2,000% for men and 1,300% for women. That pulsatile pattern kept going until the fast was eventually broken, and these numbers are unheard of, and it is the most effective way to naturally increase it. And the third way is to consume melatonin before going to sleep. 0.5 to 5 milligrams of melatonin before going to bed will enhance both the quality and duration of sleep. And some studies show that consumption of melatonin before sleep can increase secretion of growth hormone by 150%. The fourth is intense exercise, or preferably high intensity interval training. You don't need to work out for long, but do so intensively to recruit those fast twitch muscle fibers that you can't recruit if you're just jogging. A properly performed HIIT session has shown to boost production of human growth hormone between 450 and 770%. The fifth one is GABA. So GABA, or gamma amino butyric acid, is an interesting one and works as a neurotransmitter in the brain. It's known for calming the nervous system as well as aiding sleep, and studies have shown that ingestion of GABA can significantly increase secretion of growth hormone with up to 400% at rest and 200% following exercise. GABA also reduces feelings of anxiety, depression, and stress. Consume before working out and or before going to bed. So these five ways will dramatically increase the natural secretion of growth hormone, and you don't actually need to know more ways to do it. But you know me, you can't stop me once I'm on a roll, so I'm gonna keep going and give you a few more ways to really squeeze the most out of that pituitary gland in your brain to produce even more growth hormone. So let's move on to the amino acids, and the ones who has shown to increase it are arginine, ornithine, and glycine. All conditional amino acids that you can get through supplementation, but also through regular food, and most animal protein has it, with turkey breast containing high amounts of arginine. And lastly, I want to quickly cover what to avoid that will negatively affect the production of growth hormone. So growth hormone and insulin are indirectly related, and when insulin levels are high, secretion of growth hormone is low. And this is why you should stay away from sugar and processed foods, essentially high glycemic foods, since it will have a significant impact on spiking insulin levels. You also want to avoid having too much body fat. Too much fat on your body is directly related with your natural secretion of growth hormone, so increasing production of growth hormone will effectively burn more fat, which in turn will promote an increase in production of growth hormone. And that's pretty freaking sweet if you ask me. And the last one is stress, which will trigger another hormone called cortisol, and cortisol will also prohibit growth hormone and should be avoided. So there you have it, guys. I'll leave links to the references as well as some of the products I talked about in this video if you want to check that out. And thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next one.
So I want to go over each of the four or five things that he mentioned and how to naturally increase your HGH, which is human growth hormone. And if you missed the beginning of the show, I went over how I found this advertisement on my Facebook page about unique metabolism of women, the unique metabolism of women. That was the title of the advertisement. And this guy who was a physician who now is training women, helping women to produce more muscle, reduce weight, lose weight, and improve their metabolic functioning and their HGH. So when I was listening to this guy,
I kept saying, wow, that's true. For my own knowledge of health and nutrition, I kept thinking, wow, that's true. Everything he was saying, I was got thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. So they were offering a 45% off on this program to help women, particularly women, improve their metabolism and improve their HGH or their hormone production. So I thought, okay, 45% off, what is that? So it ended up to be $39 and so many cents. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sign up. I had that in my account, thank goodness. Actually, I'm going to sign up for this because I want to improve my muscles in my body, grow muscle, improve muscles. And I have this little tummy here that I wanted to get rid of. And so I signed up. So I've had two workouts this week because they send you either a DVD or they email you all the information you need. So I've done two workouts that they sent me on my internet, through the internet, two workouts this week, 15 minutes on Monday, 15 minutes on Wednesday, and then I do one today after the show. I'm going to do one. I am so excited because I'm sore in those areas where I'm trying to build muscle. So my arms are sore. My thighs are sore, and even my abdomen is sore because I was working out those areas with squats and push-ups, and only for 15 minutes. It's like these exercises where you're twisting for four, and then you're on the floor for four, but only 15 minutes. Why? Women are very sensitive to the stress hormone cortisol. You don't want women, and all of you women out there who exercise regularly, you do not need to be doing heavy workouts for more than like 15 minutes a day. Heavy. I'm talking about strenuous exercise because you're going to produce cortisol from your adrenal glands when that happens. And I can attest to having been in the house cleaning business for many years. I would work in houses for 2 hours at a time, then go to another house the next day, 2 hours at a time. Eventually, my adrenal glands were worn out on that routine. And I had to slow down and get out of the house cleaning business because I was just overstressing my body. And so what I'm learning this week especially and with this program is that women, you need to reduce the stress, especially where your workouts, you don't need these intense workouts for long periods of time. Why? Because your body, women's body, have a different, a unique metabolism for getting rid of fat and gaining weight and all that. And more importantly, women have a unique way that they produce human growth hormone. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about that. Men are not as sensitive. Why do you think that is? I thought about why is it that women are more sensitive to this cortisol hormone from the adrenal glands when we're overstressed? And men can work out for 2-3 hours and it doesn't affect them the same way. Let's talk about that because that will make the difference, I think, in your work and your plan to reduce weight, lose weight, or gain weight even. When you are familiar with, conscious of, your body is not meant to work out like men, and your body is more sensitive to the hormones, stress hormones, and we'll talk about why that is when we come back from these commercial breaks.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Okay, let's go to another commercial. Here we go.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
And we're back. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'm so excited to share this knowledge about HGH and women's metabolism. Because a lot of what I learned this past week or two was new even to me, or at least it was a reminder of how women's bodies are so unique when it comes to stress, handling stress, and how our bodies deal with stress. And men, don't think you don't need to hear this, because you can help your sis when they're going through something challenging emotionally, mentally. You can help them with this knowledge to understand why their bodies need to be treated differently and why they need to do certain things to overcome the stress. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about increasing your human growth hormone. And I played an audio that gave you some tips on how to do that naturally. And we're going to hear another one about other ways, foods that boost your HGH particularly. So number one, quality sleep. Women, I think, my theory, being in the health food business and holistic health for over 35 years, the womb produces certain hormones. Why? For the purpose of bringing forth children, for one, and for the purpose of creating in other ways. Not only do women hold the baby for 9 months in that womb, and not only do women create in other special ways, divine feminine energy, which we talked about on Sunday's show, Soul Purpose Healing, but women, female bodies now. This is why all this gender confusion is kind of sad, but we want to educate all people about the unique, special, divine purpose of all of our bodies. Each body is so unique and divine when it comes through that, goes through that 9-month process. There's a divine love purpose put together that body, either female or male, and some people think there's another gender, whatever. But I'm here to talk about the unique qualities of females and their metabolism and how we can produce human growth hormone, which is considered the fountain of youth. So the uniqueness of our womb and what it was created to do means that we cannot treat our bodies like men treat their bodies. Men can run marathons and do all these weight lifting and push-ups and all that, And women need to be more sensitive, more conscious that their body doesn't handle that kind of stress as well as men. Why? Because of the makeup of the womb and the divine energy that is running through our veins to create special special love and special projects in this earth that men can't even do because they don't have the same energy in their body, the same genes, the same makeup. So when women are trying to work out, let's say women are working out 2 hours every day at the gym, you're gonna ruin your whole HGH production. Your metabolism is going to be off. If you're having trouble losing weight, it might be because you're overstressing your body if you're working out an hour every day at the gym. That's crazy. We want to stop that now because your body can be just as effectively taking off the fat when you reduce the amount of time you're working out and concentrate on 15, maybe 20, 30 minutes a day or 3 days a week, not every day for sure. Because when you give your body a rest after those intense workouts, that's when your human growth hormone is going to be working and being produced in this human vessel. So, again, let me go over the things that in that last audio that he gave us to naturally produce or increase human growth hormone, which helps your body take off fat, helps your body produce more lean muscle, and helps your body balance in general. This hormone is produced where? In the pituitary gland, up here in the brain. That just goes to show you the magnificence of this body, where in the pituitary gland, it's like a production center. It's producing all kinds of hormones, even estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. So what does that mean? Meditation becomes very important for all of us. Meditating with our focus on the pituitary gland helps us produce all hormones better. When we close the eyes, breathe in and out, concentrating on what? This little pituitary gland up here that is a powerhouse of hormone production. So spending time in nature, breathing in and out, thinking about pituitary gland, loving that pituitary gland. That's where this human growth hormone comes from, along with estrogen and progesterone and testosterone and so many other messengers. So we've got this gland up here that is sending out messengers throughout the body as we need it. And how does the pituitary gland know we need it? Meditation, for one, and your microbiome community. Your microbiome community is the connection with the brain that's telling it what you need. So let's just say, for instance, you have a high sugar diet. You're eating, waking up in the morning, having pancakes and syrup. At noon time, you're having a cinnamon roll. And then you got a cookie, a chocolate chip cookie in the afternoon. And then at night you're eating chocolate cake and all that. That's a high sugar diet. You might vary a little. Donuts, even donuts. Oh, donuts are the worst. Even bagels, bread, lots of bread. All of that is high sugar diet. So what are you doing? Your microbiome community is getting a lot of sugar. That's your gut. Your colon is saying, look at all this sugar coming through. Well, we need more candida here. When you get a lot of sugar in your body, Candida is a fungus that shows up to try and control and eat the sugar. So you're going to have a lot of candida. My experience with candida is very personal. When I was in my 30s after having two children, I had a high sugar diet. I had wine in the diet. I had carrot juice, which is high sugar, really. But I had a lot of other sugar in my diet, sweet bread, sweet foods, cookies, all that. And my body exploded with candida. I had candida in my blood. I could not get out of bed one day just even to go to work because I was so exhausted. I had no energy. And I went to see a naturopathic doctor. He took a blood test, He said, you got candida all throughout your body. It's just flooding your body. He said, so what I'm going to do is put you on a vitamin C IV for 45 minutes. And I kid you not, the next day I was back to work. I had all the energy back because that vitamin C flushed out the candida. Now, every now and then, I still feel like candida gets out of control because my diet gets high in bread or natural cookies or other sugar foods. So I've learned vitamin C is important, and I have a, we have what we call a Rev IV lounge that you can sit for 45 minutes and get a IV of vitamin C, and it flushes out. But if you don't control your diet, you're going to be in that cycle of constantly trying to control your microbiome, your candida. So, again, whatever food you're feeding your body that is not nourishing the cells and the hormones, that's the food that your microbiome is going to adjust to. Candida for sugar. If you have mercury fillings in your mouth, candida will be ravishing in your blood, because candida also is meant to get rid of mercury in the body or metals in the body. So let me just play real quick this audio on your microbiome community, because that is what is key. It's an important, it's only 2 minutes. Let me play this for you to show you the connection with HGH, metabolic syndrome, metabolism, your unique metabolism, especially as women, that controls how much estrogen, how much progesterone you're going to get if your microbiome is not in order. So this is about how important the microbiome is, gut microbiome. And then, again, we're connecting that to the brain, the pituitary gland, that is where your HGH, human growth hormone, is produced.
Our bodies are home to over 100 trillion microorganisms. These microorganisms are found everywhere and make up microbiomes. Over the course of evolution, microbes have evolved with us and have an important role in the human body. Without our microbiome, we wouldn't be able to survive. Microorganisms live all over the body, but have the highest density and diversity within the gastrointestinal tract. The gut microbiome is vital for digestion and helps us break down complex carbohydrates, such as starch from potatoes and cereals, and fiber from fruits and vegetables. The microbiome also helps provide vitamins and minerals needed to survive. As well as aiding in digestion, the gut microbiome is thought to play an important role in protecting against disease. Stomachs with a healthy microbiome are thought to be so diverse that when pathogenic bacteria are present, such as Helicobacter pylori, which causes stomach ulcers, they aren't able to thrive and cause disease. Studies have also linked a diverse microbiome to improved heart and brain health, weight control, reduced blood sugar levels, and a lower risk of diabetes. An imbalance of microorganisms in the gut is known as microbial dysbiosis. A gut with reduced microbial diversity may make it more susceptible to infection. The microbiome has also been linked to the nervous system and mental health. An inefficient digestive system has been associated with an over- or understimulation of nerves carrying information from the stomach to the brain, and could be linked to a range of conditions, including depression and anxiety. It is thought that the microbiome is essential to your well-being, and there are ways to promote a diverse gut microbiota. Eating a varied diet, not using unnecessary antibiotics, and spending more time outdoors are a few ways to promote and maintain a healthy gut.
Again, the pituitary gland produces your human growth hormone. And everything in the brain is connected to your gut. There's a gut. Don't take my word for it. Check this out. Even on YouTube, there's tons of videos about the gut-brain connection. So that trillions of microbiome in your gut are communicating to your brain, pituitary gland, about what your body needs. And you, if you've been, again, dumping a lot of sugar in there, then your body's going to say, oh, you need more candida, because that's what candida is meant to do. All this talk about viruses over the last 3 years has ignored the purpose of the virus. If it shows up, what is it there to do? That virus is there when your brain says you need a virus. And what do viruses, as I've learned, viruses are cleanup agents. You got a body full of mess, toxins, and garbage that you've been put, processed food, alcohol. The viruses are going to be there because they're there to clean up that mess. Today, as we focus on HGH metabolism, the things that we heard earlier, if you just joined us, that naturally produce human growth hormone, which is a messenger, a protein of sorts, but it's mostly a hormone that helps your body balance hormones, estrogen, just our number one quality sleep. No breakfast, he said. Why no breakfast? Because he said your body produces HGH when you're fasting. Imagine that. That brings to mind the movie Emancipation. You probably heard Will Smith has a new movie out called Emancipation. And I watched it yesterday or day before, I forget, on Apple TV. My son has Apple TV. And I signed up for it not knowing that, but I have a 7-day free trial, and if I cancel it, I don't pay anything. Anyway, that movie reminded me of how fasting will help you survive, because it's a 2-hour movie. If you haven't seen it, I hope Zelda will do a movie analysis on Monday maybe, or she does a great job of bringing in guests to analyze and break down movies and their meaning and all that. But for me personally, as I watched the second hour especially, which displayed his journey through swamps and fighting alligators and finding a beehive and eating honey, this Haitian slave, he came from Haiti, Peter. It's a true story about Peter, a Haitian-born man, who was on the plantations in the United States, and he escaped. And his journey back to his family was just life-changing, life-threatening, thought-provoking for me, in that he didn't eat a lot at all. He didn't have any food to eat. He was wandering around in the swamps, and I think it was Louisiana that this took place. Yeah, Louisiana. You know what that's like, hot and sweaty. But he survived. I don't know how many days or weeks that he was in that environment. I guess you could go read his book. I think he has a book, or his story is online. But it occurred to me how this man was fasting for many, many days, and yet he survived. And so when we hear that no breakfast in the morning is going to help you produce your human growth hormone, I thought about, that's what Peter was doing for days or weeks. And guess what was feeding him? He was being nourished by the divine energy of the swamps, the trees, the bees, the birds, all the things. He was totally outside. He wasn't in any building. He wasn't on any treadmill. This man was walking through swamps and a forest, wilderness, for days on end with no food. Confirmed to me the power of our environment in nature, especially to feed us and nourish us. Because this man not only survived that and had an alligator, I don't know how true that was, but he fought an alligator in the swamps and found some honey, and that was his only nourishment for days. And then ended up signing up with the military to fight off the slave owners and so forth. Anyway, I thought the second hour was the best. The first hour was your typical slave plantation, cruelty, a chain around the neck type thing. But the second hour, as he traveled through the swamps and the wilderness, was powerful, powerful demonstration of divine providence in nature. So I say that to say, as we listened to the
ways that you can produce your own human growth hormone, he says fasting. True thing, it's true. It confirms it everywhere. No breakfast. And that's what I do every morning. I don't eat until noon, any solid foods. I have my tea in the morning. Here's my tea. I think it's important to get your fluids in the morning, but you stop HGH production when you start eating. How about that? All you people out there think you need 3 meals a day. Science, experience proves that's not true. And so quality sleep is important. No breakfast because it stops the HGH. Consuming melatonin is beneficial, he says, because melatonin is another hormone that works well to help your body rest at night. Melatonin does a lot of other things as well. I used to take melatonin to help me sleep. I don't do that anymore because I think I get enough melatonin during the day when I'm out in the sun and so forth. And then intense exercise helps get your HGH production going, but not more than maybe 15 minutes three times a day is what women need. No more than that. You don't need an hour a day of intense exercise because why? It builds cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and then that interferes with your HGH production, which is your fountain of youth. So, and then GABA is a supplement. If you want to take supplements, GABA is recommended as G-A-B-A, amino acids. Amino acids, when he mentioned amino acids, that just means for me more protein sources, whether it's vegetarian sources to build HGH. And for me especially, I'm trying to build more muscle in my arms and my thighs, build up my muscle. Then I'm increasing my eggs that I eat. I love eggs anyway. So I'm increasing my eggs. I've been eating almost an egg every other day. And then I like sardines. And then maybe fish on the weekend or something. But I'm increasing my protein because amino acids are your simple protein. You don't have to load up on steaks and chicken and all the other animal proteins. But women, men, if you do want to increase your muscle mass, your thighs and arms, more amino acids. So check out what that means for you, your lifestyle, your diet. And then he says the things that are going to interfere with the HGH, sugar and processed foods and stress. So that's basically what the things you need to avoid if you're trying to build muscle, lose weight, or even gain weight. Because what's happening with the body, if it's overweight or underweight, is your hormones are out of balance and your microbiome is out of balance. Because when your microbiome is balanced with not more candida than all the other microbes of viruses, fungus, and bacteria, you have friendly bacteria. And we tend to focus on probiotics when we're trying to get healthy, right? We'll go out and buy some new probiotics because your gut's out of balance. But that's just one of many ingredients in your gut, in your microbiome. Probiotics can be helpful if you had to go on antibiotics for an infection. I know my sister in Arizona was flooded with antibiotics after her surgery, and what she needed to do once those antibiotics was done were flood her body with probiotics, whether in the form of the yogurt wouldn't even do it. When you've been taking mega doses of antibiotics, yogurt won't do it. You need to get a strong probiotic supplement to bring back the balance because antibiotics are one of those drugs that will destroy your microbiome community balance. Any type of drug, antibiotics, blood pressure drugs, any kind of legal drugs or illegal drugs will ruin or upset the balance of your microbiome community, which again is in the trillions. But what is it doing again? It's communicating with your brain, and the pituitary gland is the master gland that's telling the body what it needs because it gets a message from the microbiome community back and forth, back and forth. That's what hormones are all about. They are messengers. Messengers, and what do the messengers do in our body? They're going around talking to each other. They're communicating in a Wi-Fi manner and telling each other what needs to be done in the body to make it heal. Imagine when you get a cut of some kind, that all those messengers go to that cut, or they go to the brain, and the brain says, oh, we got a cut down there. We need to send some healing agents down there. And then it goes and closes up the cut, and miraculously, even if you didn't have a Band-Aid, you could just get some water on that cut, or get some hydrogen peroxide, or just flood that cut, and it will heal on its own if your communication network is going strong. So I have one more audio I'd like to play for you to wrap up this session on HTA 2000. If you have any questions, please press 1 in the Blog Talk Radio studio, or if you're in Facebook, I'm on both Soul Purpose Healing Facebook page and my personal Facebook page, because I just don't know what's going to go down or break or whatever. But I have one more audio that I'm going to play. Oh, and it's time for the last break. So after this break, I'm going to bring foods that boost your HGH. That's my next audio for you. Because you don't, there's, HGH supplements are everywhere. Steroids are everywhere. Men especially take HGA, or weightlifters, men and women, are taking HGH supplements, because it helps them perform weightlifting, muscle building, and more muscle building. So that's what HGH is partly responsible for, is building more muscles. HGH builds more muscles. So when we come back, I'm going to give you foods. I'm going to give you the foods that boost your HGH. And there's, again, if you want to take supplements to boost your HGH, be careful. Some of them may not be so pure, might have even a few side effects, but anytime you're taking a supplement, you never know how your pituitary gland communication system is going to react to man-made products coming in versus natural foods that come in. So I've got to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about food and some other headlines that I just have to get to in the news for helping you be aware of the propaganda that's out there that's starting again to get you to do things that are not necessarily going to help your body improve, but may in many ways harm you. So we'll be right back after this.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Back, it's time for healing. I'm so grateful to be alive during this time of real transitioning from third dimension reality, physical, it's all about the physical, the makeup, the hair, the art, the clothes, to fourth and fifth dimension where it's all about creating love, peace, and joy in our environment and our earth. So I'm here to share with you about the difference between women's unique metabolism and their need to develop HGH, especially in senior years, and men too. I see older men and women with these flabby muscles, and that's because we, and I say we because I'm working on that now, we have not been mindful and conscious of our uniqueness and how we need to work out in certain ways to build up stronger muscles. And as if you're just joining us, I shared how I watched the movie Emancipation. I loved the last hour. So many thought-provoking scenes about fasting, for one. How does a man travel through swamps like that for days or weeks? I don't know how long Peter, this person who the story's about in Emancipation with Will Smith, how does a man travel through the swamps and the jungle for days and weeks on end and not die and not develop a disease too? I don't know. I don't think he developed a disease because at the end of his journey through the swamps, he joined the army, the military, the United States military, and fought in a war. So I would encourage you to watch that movie if you can, because it reminds, and like Will Smith said, that movie is intended for this younger generation to see and think about the resiliency and the strength of melanin people, for one, that slaves could do what they did and survive. It's like we got to stop complaining about what we're going through today when you look at a movie like that and realize the strength, the will, the mind, the strong minds, and the resilience and courage and determination that our ancestors, our melanin, particularly melanin ancestors, had to go through and survive that. But the bottom line for me was divine providence was at work in this Peter and all the other ancestors who survived that brutal treatment. And so today we can just work on managing self in mostly comfortable environments that we have to live in. And increasing our human growth hormone is about, for women, less stress in our lives. We've got to focus on less stress in our lives, because if you are, women, especially women, if you're producing more cortisol from your adrenal gland stress load, you're not going to be able to produce HGH the way you want. You're not going to be able to build those muscles, even if you're working out every day, if you have too much stress in your life. And that's why this program that I'm on and what I recommend to women is that you're on a intense exercise program, but only 3 times a week, and only not more than 30 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes a day, those 3 days a week. Any more than that, your body's going to produce too much cortisol. So stop the intense treadmill workouts for an hour or 2 hours. Stop that every day. That's not going to help. If you're having trouble losing weight and you've been doing that, that may be part of the reason you're not losing the weight, or even gaining the weight if you're trying, because you're producing too much cortisol in your body. And so what we want to recommend is foods, not more HGH supplements, but here are some foods that boost your human growth hormone.
A list of healthy foods that boost growth hormone in the body. Human growth hormone is also known as somatotropin and is one of the most important hormones used in the body. This is considered to be the main anti-aging hormone, as it stimulates growth and repair of cells, muscles, tissues, bones, ligaments, collagen, and other proteins. After the age of 45, growth hormone gets lower and lower in the body, which often leads to poor sleep patterns, weaker bones, aging skin, fragile hair, weight gain, and hormone imbalances. This is also a key hormone used to trigger fat burning in the body when trying to lose weight. It boosts lipolysis, meaning that your body can use its own fat cells for energy. In today's video, we will share with you a list of 17 foods that boost growth hormone in the body naturally. 1. Chamomile tea. Growth hormone is most active during sleeping, so it's important to get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. Chamomile tea contains apigenin, which acts as a natural tranquilizer for better sleep and higher growth hormone levels. 2. Turkey breast. Eating pasture-raised turkey breast is one of the best foods for boosting growth hormone. This is a rich source of L-arginine, an amino acid used by the body to build growth hormone. This also helps to strengthen the bones and muscles with age. 3. Avocados. When you consume sugar, you spike insulin, which lowers growth hormone in the body. Avocados are one of the best sources of potassium to get rid of sugar cravings, helping to boost growth hormone. Its healthy fats can also help in building muscle and burning body fat. 4. Sea kelp. This is a sea vegetable which is rich in trace minerals and iodine. This helps to boost hormone production in the body, especially thyroid hormones. The thyroid works with growth hormone to convert T4 to T3, helping the body to break down proteins, fats, and carbohydrates effectively. 5. Celery. This superfood contains natural compounds which calm the central nervous system and also balance blood sugars. This allows the body to activate more growth hormone due to having better sleep quality and lower blood sugars. 6. Nutritional yeast. Scientific studies show that vitamin B3, or niacin, is a powerful growth hormone releaser. Nutritional yeast is one of the best sources of this, along with the entire B vitamin complex. This helps the pituitary gland to secrete more growth hormone. 7. Beef liver. This is yet another excellent source of vitamin B3 for increasing secretion of growth hormone. Grass-fed liver also supplies all essential amino acids, which are used by the body as raw materials for making hormones. 8. Maca root. If you feel stressed often, then it is likely that your body has too much cortisol, also known as the stress hormone. High cortisol blocks the release of growth hormone, so we must find ways to calm the body and adrenal glands. Maca root is a superfood vegetable grown in the Andes Mountains. It is rich in magnesium to reduce stress and cortisol in the body, therefore boosting growth hormone.
9. Lemon juice. Drink a tablespoon of freshly squeezed lemon juice in a glass of water throughout the day. This helps to control blood sugar levels and maintain a youthful, healthy body. We highly recommend drinking this when intermittent fasting. Fasting boosts growth hormone by up to 1,300% in women and 2,000% in men. 10. Beet tops. The leaves found on the top of beets are one of the greatest sources of potassium. This works alongside growth hormone to balance blood sugars, reduce insulin, and regulate muscle contractions. Eating these supports youthful skin, muscle growth, and a stronger heart and body with age. 11. Eggs. Pasture-raised eggs are another great source of arginine, the amino acid used to build growth hormone in the pituitary gland. Growth hormone works with testosterone in men to increase muscle mass and boosts collagen production in women for youthful and healthy skin. 12. Pumpkin seeds. Eating a handful of pumpkin seeds each day also helps you to get more arginine into your diet. These can be eaten raw, roasted, or baked into delicious recipes. They are also rich in minerals, which helps to maintain healthy glands in order to balance hormones. 13. Pork loin. This is considered the second best food after turkey for supplying arginine, the raw material for growth hormone. Be sure to consume only organic, hormone-free meat products for excellent health. 14. Apple cider vinegar. High-intensity interval training is the best form of exercise, which can increase growth hormone by up to 400%. Drinking a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in a glass of water before a meal helps your body to metabolize fat and boost energy levels. This helps you to get the most out of your workouts to raise growth hormone rapidly. 15. Coconut oil. We recommend cutting out unhealthy vegetable oils and switching to extra virgin coconut oil. This is rich in MCTs, which naturally increase growth hormone for up to 4 hours after eating. This boosts bone health, immunity, digestion, and lowers the risk of heart disease. 16. Watermelon. Eating a small slice of watermelon is a great way to boost citrulline in the body. This amino acid boosts blood flow, and the body can convert this to arginine and then growth hormone. Watermelon is high in fructose, so eat this moderately. 17. Beef. Last but not least, organic grass-fed beef is high in amino acids like arginine, glutamine, leucine, ornithine, valine, and coenzyme Q10. These have powerful impacts on boosting growth hormone and balancing production of all hormones in the human body. As you can see, there are many foods that you can eat in order to boost growth hormone in the body naturally. Try eating a mixture of these on a daily basis and cut out sugary foods and refined grains. After a short time, you may notice stronger nails, healthier hair, more flexibility in the joints of the body, stronger muscles, and even healthy weight loss. Remember that growth hormone is most active during sleeping, so you must find a way to relax into a deep sleep each night. High-intensity interval training is the best form of activity to rapidly boost this hormone and will also help you to sleep peacefully at night, furthering growth hormone secretion even more. As this hormone helps to stabilize blood sugars, you will feel more alert and energized through the day without the need for snacks and extra energy from junk food. When losing weight, this hormone is essential as it triggers faster fat burning within the cells of the body. It also helps you to retain memory, concentration, and a sharp mind as you get older, or when you are studying or learning. To learn more about healthy foods, hormone balancing...
So I hope you took notes on that list. If not, please come back to this and listen later, because there was a lot in that. But I think the most important thing for women to remember, if they're trying to lose weight, gain weight, build muscle, is that our bodies are unique. We don't need to have intense workouts for hours, 7 days a week, 5 days a week. 3 days a week is what I'm learning is sufficient, but having high-density workout for like 30 seconds, resting for a minute, go back 8 times, repeating that in a 15-minute period, high-density workout, 30 seconds, rest for 1.5, go back, intermittent intermittent work, high intense workouts are great for women to balance this HGH and increase it, and with all the other things that you can do. And then most importantly, you got to reduce the sugar or eliminate it and the processed foods. Otherwise, it's going to be a juggling act with your body to get your microbiome participating in this whole system of creating the best hormones for our health. So we've got a caller I'm going to go to, and then I want to just get to a few headlines, news headlines for this week. 312-671, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us.
You are welcome. Leon Yashalom. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning. How you doing? Beloved?
I'm great. You this good morning. Cool morning. I know it's cold in Chicago because it's like in the, I think it's in the 50s, 60s here, and we're going down into the 40s this weekend. So, woohoo, stay warm up there in Chicago. Minister Plump, right?
Yes, ma'am. You are right. Thank you so much, too, for taking our call. I just wanted to share the thought with you. Thanks a million for staying on top of our health is our wealth. You know, it is the most important thing that we can do in order to keep being ourselves and developing ourselves and being happy and healthy and wealthy and wise. So I just wanted to tell you thanks a million for that. And we are going to be doing happy holidays every day, which is in the Kwanzaa, and promoting unity in the community and black love. And also, see, you have kept us real educated with information is the key to success. And we always say black education is the very best. Our people need to learn to do that. And we're going to have a special tribute to Dr. Webb Evans here in Chicago and Pastor Mary Neal Thornton, Mayor Hal Washington, plus you and yours truly on December the 26th, which is the fourth Monday. That's the day that Dr. Webb Evans taught everybody all over Chicago, America, and the world to buy black, to invest in black, and love black. And that's going to be at Lake Grove Village, 3515 South Cottage Grove, from 7 p.m. to 9. And any information brothers and sisters might need, they can go to the Hal Washington Foundation.info or call me at 312-671-2773. We're going to have a raffle, press conference, and a rally on that day, too.
Thank you, Minister Plump. Minister Plump is our connection, Chicago connection, for news and exciting events of music and Hal Washington Foundation. We love you, Minister Plump. Thank you for chiming in. And he brought up important unity in the community. That's what we need today. And guess what? Unity in your body is even more important. If you're going to survive the coming winter months, the coming propaganda, scandal, scamming, whatever they're doing, planning right now for the next pandemic, you've got to have unity in the body. And that's what human growth hormone does for your body, brings unity. You are being disciplined in those areas of exercise, of diet, and meditation, nature. I'm going to open up the mic. Kwame Sunhorse, press one, and he is our brother, our elder who promotes nature, which is the biggest part, one of the biggest parts of our healing. And I don't know if you heard, Kwame, I was talking about the movie Emancipation, how Peter, the character in this movie played by Will Smith, was in nature for many days and weeks, and he survived without food. So I recommend everybody, if you can, watch that movie and just be reminded, especially for our youth, of how our elders survived. It was a dependence on nature, number one, and divine leading and protection. So Kwame Sunhorse, your mic is open.
Yes, Grand Rising, and greetings to the Female Solution family and Brother Plump. the part of that movie was, yes, it Peter the Whip, as they used to call him, because he was able to escape and go to where the Union Army was and be able to get, had to make a choice. You either go to a farm or you go to the part of joining the Union Army. And one of the great parts of that movie, it showed that one of the great Union armies that they used, that Grant used, was the Louisiana militia. They were some of the greatest military people at that time. The part of it was is that Alvina Fulton talked about fasting, and she was, you know, one of the first vegan restaurants in the USA. The part for that history showing is that those ones that knew how to travel through the swamplands and through that marshland, the same way the Seminoles came to be, and the others in the Dismal Swamp in the north. So we understood how to connect with nature because we came from nature. But the other part was, and I don't know if you remember this, when she woke up in the middle of the night and she was feeling him, that was their connection. It was like that she had a cell phone call from his cells.
Right.
And she was connected. And so that shows you how we once upon a time, and the belief in that she told those children to believe that their father would return. And these are the ways in which the women, and she even sacrificed her hand in the cotton gin, in order not to be sold and be taken away from her children, because she knew if she was defective or broken that they wouldn't want to have that whole woman that she was to be. And it was so many key parts in that, and it's good that we're now beginning, but we began before slavery. But what you're sharing is about how do we feed the body. Because we have to understand is that I've been talking, and for the 7 seconds that I've been, over 7 seconds I've been talking, there's a child born. There's over 12,000 infants born in a day. And what we're reproducing from our bodies, this is why it's important of being able to nourish the body and to be able to nourish the spirit. Because what you are reproducing is the next generations. And so it's important in how we live, and we eat to live, not eat to be full. And that's very key when you were talking about the 17 foods, is to, that there are certain, we're eating seasonally. We're getting ready to go into the winter solstice on the 21st. And that seasonal order is that nature is producing the energies and the things that come from her that we should have harvested and began to eat and be able to withstand this seasonal change of temperature, because this is what's getting ready to happen. Like, it's going to get cold in Chicago. It's getting cool down here in Georgia, down in Florida. That's because the sun's energy is changing. And it's very important how we stay in order. We are so out of order. That's why these, you know, people are treadmills and all of these things. It's because how are you going to exercise the body if you can't go outside and run in nature or walk in nature? Energy and coming from the earth frequency and the sun, those two together gives you our abundance of consciousness and order that we're needing to make this transition.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for pointing out those themes in emancipation worth remembering and thinking about, because, yes, there were several like that, putting her hand through that mill, and so many things that made you go, wow, wow, wow. So, yes. Thank you, Kwame, for that those words of wisdom and remembrance. I think Kwame would too recommend you watch the movie. It was really, and I thought Will Smith did like Oscar type performance. He was pretty effective in being.
Well, that, Yeah, but the thing that he's been banned from the Oscars for that incident that went on with him and Chris Rock. So
yeah,
if he did get nominated, the part of them banning him, and who's to say that at that time he was not scripting for that movie? We don't know.
Yeah.
The part that
yeah.
we're getting is that we have to begin to, like you said, how many of our youth know
yeah.
about, they see that picture in their books because they use that picture, but how did that picture come to be? And so
right.
these are the ways
right.
in which we have to begin to go race theory, is show
yeah.
how these things came about.
Yeah, this movie is a beautiful portrayal of history that we don't see or think about and we need to be reminded of. Thank you, Kwame, so much for sharing that. And I wanted to mention a couple of headlines that you need to be aware of to build up your defense and your protection and your wisdom. Number one, post-COVID, there are a lot of lawsuits out there because people have died. For instance, the referees that got fired by the NBA are now suing the NBA over vaccine mandates because, and then this other guy, Djokovic, who was clear, he's cleared to play in Australia. So just be aware that if one of the pathways to reconciliation or compensation is lawsuits with all this post-COVID mess. And then there's a corporations, measles season. This is the other headline. Measles season is here. So cancer-causing cell phones and the war on ivermectin. Those are the headlines that you should be aware of. Ivermectin is still one of the best drugs or prescriptions to help people overcome COVID because why? It kills parasites. So that's the bottom line to ivermectin. It's been a prescription drug that's been around for hundreds of years. They try to destroy it and persuade people that it was dangerous. But now, and the war continues on ivermectin, but ivermectin's basic performance is parasite killing. So keep that in mind. Whatever you're doing, keep your body strong and healthy, reduce, eliminate sugar and processed foods, and your body will function perfectly. As that saying goes with Tyler Perry's movie, your body can do good all by itself. So join us tomorrow here on The Female Solution with Deborah Travel. Going to bring us some great traveling tips, and just remember that there's a powerful Wi-Fi system in your body from your pituitary gland and all those parts in your brain that want to communicate with the rest of your body. Keep that pathway of communication open, spending time in nature, especially in the sun. You don't have to eat a lot of food for this body to function well. My sister Zelda had a comment, Grand Rising Breakfast. The breakfast is at noon for her, too. She takes in a gallon of liquid first thing in the morning to help flush the system. And that's exactly what all of us can do, is just keep this system, flush it out with good, pure water, and it'll function for you perfectly. You don't have to do a whole lot to the body. Just relax, keep the stress levels down, whatever way you can, meditation, tapping, so many things you can do. If you're having trouble, go to my website, yourholisticlifecoach.com, and by all means, stay tuned to The Female Solution for more uplifting and informative shows. Have a beautiful week.
Germany.
Goodbye, Obo fam.
Poland.
Or
Jean Cunyon. France. Merci.
Merci
Spain.
Beaucoup.
Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Shalom. Love you. Have a great weekend. Stay warm.